Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting third. The right fielder, Dutch Hoffman. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Grady Adkins. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Grady Adkins. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The center fielder, Beauty McGowan. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Gray. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sam Gray. And now, play ball. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Metzler for the out. One out. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch takes first base on ball four. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue takes first base on ball four. Maynisch moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress takes first base on ball four. Maynisch moves to third. Blue moves to second. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a fly ball into center field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. the Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 1 in the game. McNeely hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGowan, who is chasing the ball. Adkins reaches third base with a triple. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0 for 1 in the game. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields the ball and throws to Gray covering. Safe. Adkins scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Watwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0 for 1 in the game. McGowan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Adkins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires fields the ball and throws to Adkins covering. Safe. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kerr. Mainisch moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mainisch scores. Blue moves to second. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 1, Browns, 1. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into center field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel bunts towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sissel for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-1 in the game. Berg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Kerr trying to get to third. McGowan throws the ball into O'Rourke, who tags Kerr for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shang takes first base on ball 4. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-1 in the game. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Shang moves to second. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-2 in the game. McNeely hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Metzler throws the ball into Com, who relays the ball to Kerr, who tags McNeely trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Shang scores. It's 2-1, Browns. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Adkins hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-2 in the game. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shires takes first base on ball 4. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Shires. The throw from Shang and he is out, Melillo applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0-for-2 in the game. McGowan hits a line drive into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mainisch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kerr. Mainisch moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Shires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Rourke takes first base on ball 4. Mainisch moves to third. Blue moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mainisch scores. Blue scores. O'Rourke moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-1, Browns. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Shang hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. O'Rourke scores. Melillo moves to third. Shang moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Browns. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-2 in the game. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Adkins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-2 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-2 in the game. Com hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-2 in the game. Sissel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNeely hits a fly ball into right field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0-3 in the game. McGowan hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 2-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. Kerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. Kerr moves to second. One out. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins is 1-2 in the game, with a triple. Adkins hits a pop-up towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-3 in the game. Metzler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kress bunts between the mound and first base. Adkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kress for the out. Blue moves to second. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. O'Rourke hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Shang hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Shires hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Browns. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-3 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kham hits a fly ball into center field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-3 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-3 in the game. Gray hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McNeely takes first base on ball 4. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0-for-4 in the game. McGowan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Kerr strikes out. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berg hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Tate pinch hits for Grady Atkins. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-4 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of McNeely. Metzler reaches second base with a double. Tate moves to third. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.